We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffers deals, and he struck him out, and the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946, 16 locations, family owned, and by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold.
My goodness, Jeffers slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
JJ, Jeremy Jeffress now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jeremy, how you doing? What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? Just here in San Antonio, hot, sweating, that's all.
Well, hey, at least you're warmed up then, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Man. So how you feeling?
Good. Everything's going well.
Yeah, good. Good to hear. So, I mean, I know everybody wants to know about outings and how you're feeling and the shoulder and how it's progressing. And, you know, is there a particular point in time in which there's a proving time for this, or is this just kind of day by day, strength by strength, and kind of going from there?
No, that's exactly what it is, day by day, strength. Results matter only in, just crucial situations while you're on rehab, you know? You know, you want to help that team win, and those guys down there, these guys here have been phenomenal. I mean, these guys are playing well. I mean, they're giving 110%. They're ready for their time to get called up. But right now, I'm really focused on just making sure my arm is healthy, making sure my body's in the right place, movements and all that. And so far, so good, and I'm ready to rock.
So I wanted to ask you, as far as when you say you're ready to rock, at what point do you believe the call will come then?
That's up to the big, the big club. They see what I'm doing. They see how I'm progressing. And, and this was just a strength thing. So I figure, in my eyes, I would be back up pretty here pretty soon.
Like you talk about, it's not really results oriented at this point. It's just being strong. Do you believe that, obviously this bullpen is a little bit taxed right now. They've had their fair share. I mean, are you kind of itching to get back and help them out?
For sure, man. The games are tight. The games are, they're Brewer games. They're exciting. They got some tough matchups coming up here pretty soon. And when they get back home off the road, they got the St. Louis Cardinals again. So I'm excited to be back for that series if the case may be.
Also, if you can get back for that series, I mean, do you think you would be – is there a pitch count or anything like that? Or is it just once you're here, you're here?
Once I'm there, I'm there. That means when I'm there, that means I'm ready to rock. That means I'm ready to go, no holdbacks. They might take it slow. It's up to the skipper. But, that means that I'm ready to go once I get back.
Wanted to ask you as well, when you come back, obviously somebody has to go down, but, you've got yourself, Jimmy Nelson. There's some guys that could come back without actually going out and getting any additional arms. You guys could really bolster this thing. I mean, for where this pitching staff is, I know it's tough to see Corey Knebel go down, but how strong do you think this whole lineup will be?
I mean, it's pretty strong. I mean, they proved it to us in the offseason. They didn't go out and get too many guys. They made some additions during spring training or right before. but they're trusting us, man. They've been trusting us for the last couple of years, and the years that we've been proving it to them. So I don't think, unless it's a drastic, moment or measure, we need to go get someone right now. Our guys are still strong-minded, willing to take the ball each and every day. We're going to have those games that we go stretches, where we might need some help. But honestly, they know the end result of us. They know how long we can throw. So, I mean, going out and getting someone, it's only a must, like really a must.
Hey, I wanted to ask you as well, Yasmani Grandal comes into the Brewers organization. One of the things that I saw about a week ago, he's in Cincinnati. He is framing pitches, and just kind of the angle in which he holds his glove. They were a little bit low outside of that Fox Tracks box, so to speak, but still being called strikes. What is it? I mean, I haven't thrown to the guy and seen this guy up close and personal other than a couple of times out of spring training. But what is it for a pitcher when you get a catcher when they call it framing the pitch? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, framing is always a plus. The pitcher is going to dictate how many calls he's going to get, you know, and again, the catcher is going to pretty much help him out the whole time. If you're locating pitches at the beginning, you know, you're locating a down away pitch, and maybe like the fourth inning, you go down away, but just a little bit off of that on a 0-2 or 3-2 heater away, he's going to most likely give you that pitch because you've been living there the whole game, you know. And then the catcher does his job. What he's taught to do is catch the ball soft hands, and you know, and get those extra pitches, those extra inches outside of the plate.
Talking with Jeremy Jeffress, Milwaukee Brewers reliever. So, you know, how much, when you talk about your rehab, your daily workouts and such, you had talked about strengthening. Are you lifting? Is there stretching? I mean, what involves your rehab right now?
My most thing that I'm focusing on right now is explosive stuff. So a lot of core explosiveness, legs explosiveness stuff, so I can make sure I have my legs under me for sure and not using all the arm. Sinker ballers are usually like arm pitchers, you know, upper body pitchers. And, you know, you see mostly out of them. But the things that I'm focusing on now is just my timing and explosiveness. That's going to get me back to where I can stay on top of the ball, I can finish through my pitch, and, you know, and have that extra confidence, you know, with my velocity.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much leg work is involved in that? Because as much as we talk about the shoulder, I think that there's as much, if not more, legwork that goes into this, correct?
It's just about the same. You don't want to shy away from one workout as you're doing one. So, I mean, our workouts a week is like lower body, upper body, core. You know, you want to make sure that you do those three in within a 3-day span. So, you know, you get those that explosiveness throughout that week and have your rest and recovery the days that you pitch, or, you know, you do the shoulder program the days that you pitch, and you'll basically balance out your whole body.
Hey, I know they're using Josh quite a bit. Josh goes 2 2/3 innings the other day. For something like that, was it a couple of days, 3 days, 4 days? How long does it take to recover from something like that in your estimation?
In my estimation, for me or for Josh?
Well, just for you.
For me, I mean, that's something that has to vary throughout the year. You know, early in the year, you know, I'll probably have a couple days, probably 2 days.
Okay.
For sure. Just to get my, you know, just to make sure that my arm is back to where I want it to be. The next day, if I take a day off, I might could throw. It would probably only be a batter or so. You know, I want to get back to my full energy before I, you know, kind of want to go back out there after 2 2/3, you know.
Yeah.
That's almost middle relieving. But, you know, that's what we're training for. That's exactly what we're training for. We want to throw as long as we can, as much as we can.
So you're feeling pretty good, and in addition to that, you're hoping to be back by the time they come back to Miller Park, which is fantastic.
That's a good schedule. But like I said, it's up to the trainers. They're monitoring all the pitches. You know, today I have 15 to 20 pitches, and then tomorrow I have 15 to 20 pitches. So it's a back-to-back for me coming up here. And then we're going to gauge after that.
Always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll chat again next week, and hopefully we see you back with the big league team really, really quick, okay?
Awesome, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, JJ. Talk to you soon. Jeremy Jeffress, Milwaukee Brewers reliever, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.